think that you point out something interesting, Martin, and I would like to hear from you, Jesse, this next topic, because you have recent experience on that. So how we manage the risk? So Martin was starting mentioning about APAs, maps, and so how we have to deal with it, and of course the level of certainty that the companies need, right? So it's better to be prepared, as you will mention, to be aligned before any audit process. And one of the specific tools that is popular and I think that should be pursued more frequently is the APAs and maps, right? Especially the APAs. So I know that you have a significant experience on that regard. So if you can share with us, what was your experience, how you live it, would you recommend it? Of course, there's a lot of different ways to manage the risk, but that's something that I think that will be very helpful if you can share your thoughts on that regard.
Jose, well, I am going to mention something related to the moment that we are living right now, because maybe I didn't mention, but I'm based at Mexico and we have the World Cup right now in Mexico, in North and Central, well, in North America.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Some of the things that I listen is that a stronger defense could win the match. And I think it's true. But in case of transfer pricing and controversy, I think it's better to be pre-aligned and to have a better governance in order to win a potential match. And let me rephrase it in another kind of way. I think all the tools that we have as APAs, maps, or bilateral agreements are tools that we can use in order to protect or to be more, to have a more predictable way to go through our operation. I think we have a lot of risk as a multinational companies, and we need to be using these tools that can give us or mitigate the risk that we have. So in my personal experience, I will say if we have all these tools that the governments and also that all the companies are trying to analyze, if it could be useful to their operations, in my experience, the answer is yes, because we can have a more practical strategy, and also we can have a better coordination and to identify the risk in a more efficient way if we proactively look for this type of agreements with the authorities. So that's my personal experience in this topic.
No, it sounds great, and I love the analogy of football, and I'm pretty sure that Martin as well, I agree with you. So a strong defense is always good, but we have also to be proactively looking for this alignment that you were mentioning very well. So what is your thoughts on that regard, Martin? I'm looking necessarily about football, because we can have another podcast for it, but the management of risk, the mitigation or remediation plans are really important.
In the years that I have been working with Latin America, I saw a huge difference in the way that the tax authority is auditing. I can say that maybe 10, 15 years ago, the audits were like trying to understand the business, trying to understand how it works. It was more that understanding and looking when the audit came. And nowadays, when you receive an audit, as you mentioned, the tax authority has all the information to build a case in a certain way and to arrive to our stepdaughter with a real case and inconsistencies or doubt very, very specific. So it's a real change, because now we need to be at the same level of information. We cannot allow us a company to do not be prepared to see the same things that the authority is looking, and to be able to answer why they can perceive an inconsistency or they can have doubts. So in my team, we are using as much as possible AI and other digital tools in order to be prepared to have a faster analytics and a faster way to identify inconsistencies and to be prepared to give a better and a faster response to the authorities, because also the level of audits and the frequency, it's increasing. So yeah, I think it has been changed a lot through the years.
Yeah. No, I agree. And perhaps this is part or one of the most important conclusions on the next topic that we already spoke about, that is about future, right? How the transfer pricing future looks like. And technology, as both of you mentioned, has a significant role on it. And I think that this is perhaps one of the differences between the regions. And I think that Martin pointed out really good about how Latin America is a bit ahead of Europe in terms of real-time reporting to the tax authorities. Perhaps we are not in the stage that we only have the e-invoicing, but we also have e-accounting. We also have the e-tax returns, and everything is cross-matching, right? Not only about accounting, but also you have seen now with the financial bank statements, and you have seen with the customs paperwork. And then you have also seen with labor. And there's so many information that the authorities are so successfully cross-matching to identify discrepancies and then asking questions. It's not necessarily like determining or making an assessment, but asking simple questions. Why this information is not crossing, is not matching, right? So I think that, Jesse, you are looking ahead very well about using as much as you can artificial intelligence to help you in that process, to be more strategic, to analyze better the information rather than only compile it, right? Because before we have so much information that we spend significant time just compiling it to try and to later digest it and then to later analyze it and then to later strategize based on that. So I think that the future is looking good, but at the same time, a little bit scary in terms of the amounts of data that we have to manage, that we have to control.
Well, I think my advice will be to invest in data quality, in digital tools, and also in cross-function collaboration. I think we as company and multinationals need to focus in these 3 points in order to be not just well prepared, but well in a best position in case of any audit.
Yep. Agree.